Hey folks, your OS reviews, you're watching our retro unboxing of the Nokia Lumia 800. This is an iconic Windows phone that was released in 2011, and today we're going to unbox it and show you guys what you would get if you still purchased one today, perhaps on Amazon or another online vendor. It's an interesting phone because it shares a lot of design elements with the late Nokia N9, which is a beautiful phone crafted out of a single piece of polycarbonate plastic. And a lot of the sensors and hardware here is also the same, which is to say for 2016-2017 standards, it's not anywhere near cutting edge, but still passable since Windows Phone is a very optimized operating system. So in terms of specs, we're talking about a 3.7-inch AMOLED display, which has an 800x480 resolution, definitely last gen and smaller than the N9's 4-inch display because it has capacitive controls below. There's an 8-megapixel autofocus camera with Carl Zeiss lens, the same polycarbonate frame, multiple colors from cyan to pink to black that you can pick up, has Corning's Gorilla Glass on board with Nokia's clear black technology, and originally came out with Windows Phone 7.5 Mango. It's upgradable to 7.8, and processor-wise, we have a fairly standard Snapdragon S2 chipset clocked at 1.4 GHz, coupled with the Adreno 205 chipset for GPU. And that's basically it as far as the specifications are concerned. It does use a micro SIM as well. Taking a quick look, this is what the box looks like. It has the Nokia symbol on the sides, along with some of the color options, the back features, a bit of details, including what you would probably expect to see if you want to pick one of these up. And we just pull on the tab there to see what we have. Right now I have the Cyan Blue version, which is, I think, a pretty eye-catching variant. You can also again get it in black or white. We'll take a closer look at this in a moment. Inside here, there are a few instruction guides, inclusive of what looks like some serial numbers, some tags, and a quick start guide printed in full color. So how to set up a touchscreen, how to download apps, launch the camera, so on and so forth. This version here is unlocked, but you can also find carrier bound versions, which are also GSM, so they're quad band phones. So here is a Nokia-based charger, it looks like. So it's using a pretty simple wall-plug design with a USB port on the side. Let's take that off. And there is also a fairly standard micro USB cable for charging purposes. Also for syncing information, there's 16 gigabytes of built-in storage on here, flash storage, expandable, actually non-user expandable in this case. There isn't a micro SD card since there's no removable back cover. And here is a pair of headphones, kind of an interesting design. It looks like these have a unique flat, almost cone-like shape to them, but there's a silicone tip on the inside. There's also an inline remote control with a mic on board. So that's everything that you would get inside the packaging. So setting these things off to the side, let's take a closer look. See if there's any power here by tapping this for a few seconds. Looks like there is. Quite impressive. So if we peel off some of the protectors, including the screen protector on the front. There we go. Along with, looks like, another screen protector on the back. And finally, looks like there's two more pieces on the very top. So these are for telling you how to open up the charging micro USB port in addition to the micro SIM port for adding cellular connectivity. So it looks like it's booted up completely. And the color by default will match the variant of the phone that you have. So this is the blue version. So you can see the tiles here are also blue, which is pretty impressive. So if we quickly take a look, I guess, some of the ports and design here. You can again pop this open for the charging port and the syncing port. And over here, we have access to the aforementioned SIM card port. You have to kind of slide this out. Otherwise, the design is basically the same as the N9. You can see that all the ports align perfectly. Very similar dimensions, except the flash here is on the very top as opposed to on the side, but the same kind of design elements going on. Very sharp corners, but it looks very modern. And polycarbonate frame means that if you chip the phone, the color on the inside is still the same as the outside, so one piece plastic, which is great because it's going to hide wear and tear a lot better. It has this speaker grill on the bottom here, a dedicated camera launcher on the side, in addition to the same volume controls power switch that we've come to expect from Nokia. You can see here that the touch keys on the bottom are also backlit. It is a very gorgeous display, despite not being a huge screen here in 2016-2017. So anyways, this has been a quick retro unboxing of the Nokia Lumia 800, a pretty special phone in terms of, you know, being one of the first that Nokia released with the Windows Phone. And as we know from history now, after Microsoft acquired Nokia, and now, you know, the company is kind of coming back independently, there's been this interesting tension going on in terms of where they were in terms of operating systems with MeeGo, with Symbian, and then moving towards this new platform that didn't really do too well, but it was an interesting progression nonetheless. So thanks for watching this retro unboxing here at OS Reviews. Hopefully this serves as a refresher of what you would get if you still wanted to pick one of these up online, and you can find it now for under $50, which isn't too cheap. But then again, there are much more powerful phones even in the same price bracket if you look for newer Android devices. Thanks for watching here at OS Reviews. This has been the Nokia Lumia 800 Windows Phone.